Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
The sixth grade band gets done. It's usually our practice to just say, okay, your part is done, let's go.
Exactly. Well, that's every parent, you know,
kindergartners. Right, right.
And, but
so she's like, if any of you leave before the full, complete concert is over, you get an F for the semester.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can understand her purpose, though, because, like, when we've been at programs,
know.
You know, we're always the ones who are sitting behind those people who say, hey, my kid's part is done, so I'm going to get up and leave. But my kid's part is going on. While you're getting up and leaving.
It's pretty revolving door policy at the school concert. I mean, you know, it's like everybody's moving around. That's not a huge deal. I think more what they're thinking is by the time the eighth grade band gets up there, if there's only like 20 people left in the audience, that's going to be a little discouraging. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's for the kids.
Yeah. So anyway, but it was interesting to coordinate that because then we had to go pick Jake up. But we couldn't leave before, you know, the whole thing was done. And so Jake was at his small group, and I didn't want him to be stranded. So I went and got him, came back. The thing was over by the time we got back, so Kelly and David are just sitting there waiting. I've got the rest of the kids with me. But it's all right. We've got this little tradition. We always go out for ice cream, which, go figure, winter, it's snowing.
Yeah.
You know, ice cream is the last thing you really want. But we always go out for ice cream after their Christmas concert at school. So we did that last night. That was fun. I had too much ice cream.
Sydney was in a drama program on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Doing a theater thing, and we dropped her off at like, it was one of those workshops, you know, you drop her off at 8:30 in the morning, and when you go back at 3 o'clock, they've done like 4 skits and
wow.
A singing dancing routine.
That's the way to do it.
And that was it, you know. She
yep.
was there for the day. She was the horse in the Gingerbread Man.
Cool.
You know, hey, stop, I want to eat you. And
yeah
and stuff. And she did great, and we took her out for pizza. New York-style pizza, which is very hard to get in South Texas.
No doubt.
So funny, you live in Michigan, freezing cold, you went for ice cream. We live in San Antonio, 80 degrees, we went for pizza.
There you go. Hey, speaking of Christmas traditions, it is the Christmas edition of the Coleraine Connection. Welcome, everybody.
I feel like
Thanks
I should have jingle bells.
Joining us. Oh, yeah, maybe I can find some in the sound effects library.
Okay. Are there cocoa sounds in the library?
Cocoa. What does cocoa sound like?
I know, a spoon stirring.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go.
You were going to do like a cappuccino noise.
I put that right up to the mic. No, I was slurping. I was slurping my cocoa. But, I mean, it was actually coffee. But it sounds the same, you know? You can't tell with radio.
That is true. Not until we get smell-o-vision radio. Whatever. Okay,
that's
guys.
That's coming. That's new technology. Here we are, middle of December already. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
I mean, like, I'll be happy if I can just get this podcast posted before Christmas Day.
Just next week.
Things are so crazy. I know.
It's next week.
I know, but we've gotta rush this one out because we've got some exciting stuff.
We do.
We don't wanna like delay letting the public know what we're working on.
It is an adrenaline-filled podcast.
That's right. So, backstory. Here's the deal. Lori and I are talking last week. We're like, what are we going to do with the podcast? We've got, you know, season 11 kind of hanging out there in the future, and we're going to spend a good bit of time talking about what is to come in season 11 when we do our cheesy teasy podcast, which
yes.
is coming up. But for now, we want to be able to offer something, you know, kind of a little Christmas how do you do for the audience. And so I said, well, I've got some kind of cool
how do you do
collector memorabilia kind of material here that might make a good prize if we could come up with a contest of some kind.
To so which that, Lori said, hey.
Yep. That got the wheels turning. Which doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't. Lori and Steve are very good idea people.
Especially Lori. So what's the idea? What's our contest?
We want to encourage young filmmakers.
Yes.
We know that you're out there. We know a lot of people have video cameras these days.
Mm-hmm.
we know a lot of people make videos these days. You know, your family, your friends, yourself.
Yeah. Yep. So we thought, how about the world's Gileadist videos?
Gileadist.
I don't know.
This is why I'm the writer.
It's a new adjective, Gileadist.
The Gileadist. Yes, anyway, we would like a Gileadist video.
Right. So, you know, Christmas time, you got downtime, you know, it's the holiday break away from school. A lot of times families get a video camera for a Christmas gift.
Or if they don't, they'll get it out for
Christmas. Or they'll pull out the camera. That's right. Yeah. This time of year, the camera gets, you know, pulled out of the closet. So with you and your family and friends, family and or friends, we would like you to put together a creative, perhaps funny, perhaps dramatic video production. You know, we want a high production value on this, all right?
We
so
do. Script
it
out. We want you to have fun with it.
Oh, definitely,
not
yeah.
Not stress, but
script
yes.
Script it out. Storyboard it if you want. Get your lighting and sound people together.
That's some pretty serious stuff. Put credits in. Make
and,
sure
to
oh,
give yeah,
credit
sure,
where credit
why not?
Is due. You know?
Yep, credits. Edit, you know, edit so that it looks flashy and cool. I don't know. But we want it to be not real long. We're looking for, you know, short videos, like 5 minutes maximum.
Right, because we have, you know, we're going to be watching all of them. So if they're an hour long each, you know, we'll understand, you know, you're a budding filmmaker, but...
Yeah. Plus, you only have so long to work on it. You know, we're mm-hmm. looking to turn these around pretty quick, so...
Yes, because our hope is to announce the winner of the contest pre or early season 11 airing.
Yes, because, like, we're looking for a submission deadline of being, you know, just like 1 month from today, which we're recording this on the 16th of December. You may not hear this until like the 17th or 18th, but yes, we're looking at the 16th of January for the submission deadline. And then we'll announce the winner of the big video contest during the Cheesy Teasy podcast that we do before the premiere of season 11.
Which would occur sometime after the 16th of January.
That's correct.
Before
the 31st of January, which is when season 11 begins.
Which gives you a window, so now everybody can stop asking when the next podcast will be, because now
there
we've
you
told
go.
You.
Yep. All right, so that's the details. What we're looking for is, like we've said, the Gileadist video you can come up with. But what that means is what you love about Down Gilead Lane, why you are the biggest fan of Down Gilead Lane, maybe a spoof of Steve and Laurie. Oh, that's kind of scary. Maybe a
they
spoof
could do better
your,
than that.
I know. Maybe a spoof of your favorite character on Down Gilead Lane.
You
or
could do
perhaps,
a documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Now, the prize. Here's what we're giving away.
Dun-da-da!
Yeah. I was going through the vault not long ago, looking through all our old tapes and audio files and so forth, and I realized that we used to run a backup of every recording session. We would record into our, you know, digital audio workstation, our DAW, as they say, but we would also roll a backup on an 8-track tape, and we did a secondary backup on a CD, like a burnable CD. We would just basically just leave it rolling, and it pretty much recorded everything. And when the CD was done, we'd swap it out, put in a new CD, and just keep it rolling so that we recorded pretty much everything of our early recording sessions. We don't do that anymore because we don't really need to. We've got redundancy in the computer system now. But in those days, we were like really cautious that we would mm-hmm. you know, not lose anything.
Right.
So I found a bunch of CDs of entire recording sessions. And in particular, there was the Thanksgiving special To Grandmother's House We Go.
Mm-hmm.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was, as far as I can tell, the first episode directed by yours truly.
There you go. That is a milestone in all of Gilead history.
Yes. So you can hear what an abysmal director I was when I began. But also, that was a fun episode. You know, it's just they're cooped up in the car for the whole thing. So it was fun that way. We were kind of like out of Coleraine. We're out of the Morrison house, off Gilead Lane. And holy cow, Nate Heckman, who plays Timmy, He was so young. He sounds so little.
Steve,
it's funny.
Said that yesterday. Oh, you were talking about yeah. Justin, though, yesterday. You were all saying, of them. Wow, listen yeah. to him, you know, so.
John Morrison sounds like a baby. No, I'm just kidding.
We went all the way back to the beginning of Gilead, yeah.
And then there's also, I was thinking, because I also found the session files for episode 412.
Ooh.
Which, yeah, when we offered that as a full episode here a while back, we were going to play the entire...
So we're going to
play the entire director's cut, you know, the uncut version of it. There were people that said, hey, wait a minute. There, that episode, that version...
Because they're smarter than we are.
Yeah, that version was cut a little bit. Because, yeah, there was a scene or two that we had to cut even to fit it on the retail CD.
But now we have the raw, unedited, yeah. everything that you never even knew that you never knew.
Right. You could listen to all 12 takes of the conversation between John and Brooke if you wanted to. Yeah.
That's huge!
Yeah. That one was directed by Mr. Simon Guevara.
Okay.
And I don't know, some may remember him, some may not. But, yeah, he was the director... before I directed episodes regularly, and he took a few, I think, throughout season 4, 5, and 6. So that is what we have decided to give away as the grand prizes of the winners of this video. I don't know how many winners we'll have. That might depend on how many submissions we get.
Right, and we are going to put this, I mean, as a little bonus, right?
Yes, yes.
We're going to put this up on the website.
Right. So if you send us a video, it doesn't guarantee that you'll see your video on the website, but we will put the best, you know, kind of like our runners up, the ones that we select the winner from on the blog site.
Yes.
And then we will select the winner and we'll feature it on the blog site. And we'll also announce it, like we said, in the next
And you get that super
podcast.
Cool limited edition. Nobody else on the planet except for Steve O'Dell has it stuff.
Right. Not to mention bragging rights.
That you are the only person other than Steve O'Dell that has that.
Though we don't condone bragging among our fans.
No, pride before the fall.
That's right, that's right. Yeah. We had an episode about that, but I digress. Here's the details, okay? Here's the deal. Like I said, we want it to be limited to about 5 minutes, okay? No longer than 5 minutes. If you squeeze one in at like 5 minutes, 10 seconds, we may still consider that. But, you know, we really want to cap it at 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then... as far as getting the video file to us, you can just burn it onto a DVD, all right? Just burn
it
onto a DVD
way.
And mail it to us, all right? All right, so regular U.S. Postal Service goes to...
Okay, well, you got to give them a couple seconds to go get their pen and paper.
Okay,
all
I'm
right,
impatient.
All right, so, you know...
You're right. Play the Jeopardy music. All right.
Okay.
Okay, got your pen, paper? Here we go. Video contest, CBH Ministries... P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. And then just make sure it's like, attention, Steve O'Dell. That way it's sure to get to me.
Mm-hmm.
Steve O'Dell needs to be on there somewhere. But if you use that address, it'll get to us. And then we will look through the DVDs, and I will... get those video files ripped into the system and uploaded so that Lori can review them as well.
Yes.
Because we don't want me to be the sole judge of this thing.
Okay. Right? No, yeah. That's fine. I'm excited. I want to see what people have to offer. I want
to
see what creative things they come up with.
Yep, yep. And who knows if we have great response on this and we find out that, yes, indeed, we do have some budding video geniuses in our audience.
We do have something else up our sleeve.
Right. We may do more contests in the future. Who knows?
So this is a test, people. Pass it.
Yes, right. Flying colors, please. All right. We got that all squared away. I hope everybody's clear on that. So, Lori, what are you doing for Christmas this year?
Well, my mother and grandmother came down to visit during Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
So that was like our big family thing. And they rode a train from Pennsylvania to San Antonio. So that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And the kids loved that. And so this holiday for us is going to be a really quiet, normal, regular holiday. We get up in the morning. We make monkey bread very first thing.
Uh-huh.
We read the Christmas story together while the monkey bread is baking. Then we have a nice breakfast. And then we usually get started on the gifts
cool.
after that.
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
What about you?
pretty similar. We took a trip at Thanksgiving. We went down and visited the Odell clan in Mississippi. And so we're staying put this year, you know, for Christmas and New Year's. We're just going to stay close to home. And one tradition that kind of, I don't know, well, it's a long story how it originated, but it's one of those traditions that just like happens, like, mm-hmm. you know, you don't set out to make it a tradition. You just realize, oh, we've done this 3 years in a row now, I guess it's a tradition.
Now it's kind of fun. Yeah.
And that is we go to this Chinese buffet restaurant for lunch on the day before Christmas, Christmas Eve. It's way down on the other side of town. You have to go through like this real not great neighborhood to get there. And it's a great drive, you know, because we see that it helps the kids see that, you know, they've got a lot to be grateful for, a lot to be thankful for,
yes.
you know, and that's really important for all of us to remember at Christmas.
It is. It's very important.
You know, not so much what we want, but what we've got, you know, and being grateful for what we've got. So
and
anyway, so that's one of the... Yeah. So that's one of the things that we like about that tradition and also the food.
Yeah, no kidding.
So
we love Chinese food here, and it's we haven't found a really one of the good Chinese places that we like. In New Jersey, we went to the Bobo.
Okay.
But we haven't found our Bobo here. So.
Right.
And our Christmas Eve tradition, we made Shrinky Dinks last year, so I think we might Shrinky Dink again this year.
Cool.
Yeah. Those are
hey,
really
take some
fun.
Pictures of the Shrinky Dinks you make and email them to me, and I'll put them on the blog.
Oh, yeah, because see, you're the technical guy.
I try.
I appreciate that. I will see what we can do. We have last year's Shrinky Dinks, and it's really cool to see, you know.
I'll try to take a picture of us at the Chinese restaurant.
Hey, see, there you go. Now you're thinking cool. You know?
Okay. All right. Well... Hey, you know, one of the things that you could do in your video is maybe talk about a Christmas tradition that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you've got a Christmas tradition that somehow involves Gilead. And so it could still be a Gileadest video of all time.
It can still be the Gileadest video of all time. And you know what else I think that we should mention?
Please.
I think we need to mention, since you had talked about being thankful for what you have as opposed to what you get. And
right.
I mentioned the giving, you know, because Christmas is about what you give. I am my love language is gift giving. So this is my favorite holiday because I can legally go give stuff to everybody and nobody complains. And so one of the things that I want to talk about just really briefly is the phenomenal response that we have gotten to our new project, which is Operation Family Support.
Yep.
We received an email the other day from one of our chaplains that we are working with, and he said that they've already passed out a lot of the packages and that people have been very touched and they've responded wonderfully.
Yep.
And
hey, you know what, Lori? I didn't mention this to you because I just got word of this morning, but there is a newspaper here in West Michigan, the West Michigan Christian News, I think it's called, where we are like the headline. We're like the top story.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I love that.
Operation Family Support. So anyway, so if you're in West Michigan, you know, you can pick up that newspaper. It's, I don't know how you get it. I think they just leave them in racks around businesses and stuff. All the details are right there, and it was a great write-up. It was really great. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, don't be sorry. I think that's awesome.
I
think that's fantastic. Our listeners have been wonderfully supportive already, and we've had listeners who are buying in honor of families, in memory of loved ones that have served in the military in the past, and just to stand up and show their support to a family. I was telling Steve yesterday that the military, the U.S. military, is not really a respecter of the holidays of Christmas and New Year's. When looking at deploying someone or sending them overseas, we all hear the stories about families that are doing that. But also, you know, if you get a PCS, permanent change of station, you could have to pack up your whole family and leave during the holidays.
Yeah.
Go to a brand new location, step in, not knowing anybody. And what a wonderful, wonderful gift to be able to have a chaplain send you. or give you a package from somebody that you don't even know. What a great way. This is spreading the love of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
In a very phenomenal way during this season. And it's not too late.
Right. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. You can still go even now, right up until Christmas, and go to our web store, shopcbh.org,
mm-hmm.
and do that yourself if you haven't already.
And we will get it to the people who need it. And even if it's after Christmas, even if you're thinking there's no way they can ship it to them and have it to them by Christmas, there are always activities going on at military bases throughout the holiday season, all the way through New Year's and abound. So go ahead and send those, and we will get them to the people who need them most.
Okay, so that is Operation Family Support, found at www.shopcbh.org. And that's all you need to know. It's all right there.
Yes, and you need to know that we appreciate your support of the troops.
Right, absolutely. Well, I think that pretty much takes care of everything we wanted to cover today, right, Lori?
I think so. We didn't even have notes.
It's crazy. Next time, we'll try to have some notes, especially given the fact that our next podcast will be the official Cheesy Teasy Season 11 podcast, right?
That's right. We've brought Steve over to the dark side of teasies.
We'll announce the winner of the Gileadist video contest, and we will give you audio clips, episode titles, what it was like to come up with some of the ideas of episodes in season 11. You'll hear it all next month. So until then, remember, every day needs a little monkey bread, right, Lori?
You betcha.
The Gileadist monkey bread, right?
The Gileadist monkey bread ever.
Okay, guys, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2009.
Uh-huh.
Listen to the voices of Down Gilead Lane, Season 11.
Have you seen the new people in town?
I'm Reverend Brodsky, and you are,
I heard that you might be able to special order a few things for me.
Maybe next time we should try actually looking where we're going, do you think?
Gilead Lane really is the ideal place.
What is up with you people?
We're stuck, like a bug on a windshield, and the wipers are coming.
Whose voice will you hear? Down Gilead Lane, Season 11 begins next month, right here.